of Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Saying goodbye to the Queen. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Queen Elizabeth's casket in 22 minutes is being moved in a silent procession in London for 4 days of public viewing.
Along with the Queen's children, Princes William and Harry will follow her coffin on foot when it leaves Buckingham Palace and heads over to Westminster Hall, which is the ancient precinct of Westminster Palace, where the Queen will lie in state until her funeral. That coffin arriving illuminated so that all those who had lined the route from the Royal Air Force Base where she landed last night could see.
Fox's Amy Kellogg in London. It's not called yet which Republican will take on Senate Democrat Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire. 25-year-old Caroline Leavitt wins a Republican House primary there. She worked in the Trump White House press office. A package exploded at Northeastern University in Boston.
College officials say a staff member has suffered minor injuries as a result. The package that exploded was one of two that was reported to police early yesterday evening. The other was found near Boston's Museum of Fine Arts on the outskirts of the Northeastern campus and was neutralized by the bomb squad. The explosion happened as the package was being opened near Holmes Hall, home to the university's creative writing and women's gender and sexuality studies program.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky watched his country's flag raised in front of a burned-out city hall in Izium, liberated from Russian military control last week. Ukraine's military claims that Russian commanders have retreated to the Crimean Peninsula, which is under control for the last 8 years. Zelensky says he hopes that's taken back as well.
I don't know when, and nobody knows when, but we have plans, so we'll come, because it's our land and it's our people.
Ukrainian prosecutors say they've found bodies with signs of torture in areas recaptured from Russian troops. Wholesale inflation 8.7% over last August, according to the Labor Department's Producer Price Index. America's listening to Fox News.
MVP's bonus days are back at Lowe's. Right now, get a special BOGO offer from Bosch. Buy a select Bosch 18-volt bear tool. Get a battery free. Shop savings on all of our top pro items. Plus, MVPs earn up to 3 times bonus points on select products. Join today and redeem points for products designed to level up your business. Don't miss MVP's bonus days happening now at Lowe's. Pricing and offers subject to change at any time. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, valid through 9/23.
Come on, we're going to be late to the cookout.
I was just packing up my famous mac and cheese.
I hope you packed the Pepto, too.
Huh?
Pepto-Bismol provides fast relief from heartburn and indigestion. You know, that uncomfortable feeling after you eat too much. And after the deviled eggs, baked beans, and barbecue ribs, you're going to need it.
Barbecue ribs? I should probably pack an extra shirt, too.
Good call.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto-Bismol. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Now unsealed, more of the affidavit used to get a search warrant on former President Trump's home in Florida.
One portion disclosing Trump's team did provide additional classified documents to the National Archives. The affidavit reading in part, since the 15 boxes were provided, additional documents bearing classification markings, which were stored at the premises in an unauthorized location, have been produced to the government in response to a grand jury subpoena.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Members of an accused human smuggling ring have been arrested.
Assistant Attorney General Kenneth Polite of the Justice Department's Criminal Division announcing the arrest of 8 alleged human smugglers, including accused network leader Armenia Serrano Piedra.
It has allegedly generated millions of dollars in illegal proceeds.
Saying hundreds of migrants were transported into the U.S. in dangerous spaces, including empty water tanks. U.S. Attorney Jennifer Lowry of the Southern District of Texas.
The indictment alleges 6 counts and charges of transporting and moving an alien for the purpose of commercial advantage and private financial gain.
Also charges of placing the life of a person in jeopardy and conspiracy to do so. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
COVID-19 has some people retiring early.
A new study says 500,000 people have disappeared from the U.S. workforce because of long COVID. The National Bureau of Economic Research, a private economic group, found that most patients who suffered lingering effects of the virus for months moved straight from illness to retirement. The study used federal and state data on cases and deaths. The report says many who fall ill but survive suffer from enduring health problems. A recent Brookings Institution report found that as many as 4 million people are not working because of COVID symptoms. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Dow futures basically flat, up 56 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Champaign man charged with murder in relation to the death of his own daughter. 69-year-old Raymond Gwynn arrested by Champaign police Monday, charged with four counts of murder. Police say it's unclear Gwynn knew his phone was recording at the time of the shooting. If convicted, he faces 45 years to life. 2022 Illinois fall trout fishing season opens October 15. Fishing will take place at 59 ponds, lakes, and streams throughout the state. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources stocks more than 80,000 rainbow trout each year, and bodies of water where trout fishing permitted during the fall season. Academy High is a new home in Champaign. The nonprofit college preparatory school held a ribbon cutting at its new location yesterday. New building is near Fox and Devonshire Drive. New building needed because the school needed more room. Academy High opened in 2017 with only 9 students. Right now, they have 30 students with the goal of eventually enrolling 160. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
We've got our forecast, and it's brought to you by the folks at Busey. More on how they can help you with your lending solutions, and they really have a lot of tools. If you're interested, you could pursue that at Busey.com. Greg Soyer, another gorgeous day today. There's so many things happening on Saturday, the 17th. We've got a breakfast at Vineyard Church for Restoration Urban Ministries. We've also got a walk that I'm participating in, the Walk to Defeat ALS. I'll be the MC between 10 and 1 out at Dodds Park in Parkland. Westside Park in downtown Champaign has their Westside Arts Festival. How are things?
Oh, I tell you what, you are one busy person, and good for you. Glad you can contribute to society and community. That's fantastic. A stellar feather in your cap to you. And weather-wise, I tell you what, as good as it gets around here, Chamber of Commerce-type weather for this point in September time, late summer time, officially clocking in, by the way, next week. I believe it's Thursday the 22nd at a little past 8 o'clock in the evening, and anything but a fall feel around here. Maybe towards the next 10 days out, sometime towards the following weekend, maybe a hint of some cooler air on the maps and charts. But no cold air, nor does it appear to be a very wet or active conclusion of summertime or the start to harvest in the fall season around here. So good news on all accounts. 57 over at Willett and Savoy. Some spots close to 60, others closer to the 55-degree mark. You get the feel out there. A nice, comfortable start to the day. Get these cool nights, warm days that continue on at 81 this afternoon, 56 tonight. Sunday warm for the day. Tomorrow up around 83. We'll climb to 84 with a few more clouds on the day Friday. Again, nothing going on for high school football action, whether it's Thursday night, Friday night, across the Big Ten Conference over the course of the weekend on Saturday. Highs up to 86 there. Upper 80s Sunday and Monday, about 8 to 10 above average, and we'll tickle 90 in the beginning part Tuesday next week. Next, a chance for a couple of showers and thunderstorms on a weak Pacific cool front. That's due in about Wednesday of next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soulier.
Out of Austin, Texas, Lauren Daugherty. Go ahead and say your name, Lauren. I don't know why I butchered it. It's easy.
No worries. It happens all the time.
Lauren Daugherty?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Now, the CEO with Young Americans for Liberty, how are things going for you today?
Oh, doing great. How about yourself?
Well, you're good. Our host, Stevie J, is actually in Vienna, Austria. Hi, Stevie.
Oh. Hi, Lauren. How are you? How are you doing, Lauren?
Doing well, but I imagine you're having more fun given that you're in Austria. That's very cool.
Well, it's kind of good to get my nose out of the news 24/7, if you know what I mean. Now, you tell people what Young Americans is all about and how you became CEO, Lauren.
Certainly. Well, thank you for having me. So, Young Americans for Liberty was founded out of the Youth for Ron Paul movement about 15 years ago. And we mobilize college students to help make a difference, both on their college campuses and in state legislators. So our combination of our coalition of legislators and our college students helps pass a lot of really good pro-liberty bills around the country every year, ranging from Second Amendment protections to school choice to criminal justice reforms. Lots of really, really impactful work. This year, we made 91 million Americans more free through passing those bills. So I'm very proud to be part of this team and helping truly protect our liberties here in the United States.
Well, Lauren, this is Brother Johnny. I'm helping Stevie out, and I have a compliment to you. That's a little harder to do out of Austin, Texas, because I think you hear both sides of the argument there plenty of times.
Yes, but it's a wonderful, wonderful city, and we moved here right before COVID, coincidentally, from the D.C. area. So our staff was excited to move out of D.C., and then, of course, they were extra appreciative once COVID hit and lockdowns happened in so many places. But Texas stayed much more open compared to many.
And it's home of the University of Texas, Stevie, and a great city. Yeah. It's like Little New Orleans, people call it. They've got the music and everything
else.
It should have beat Alabama the other day, Lauren. That was too bad. All right,
dang
so
it.
Let me ask you about the, the DOJ and Donald Trump and what's going on. Do you actually agree on a master or whatever they're calling this person to actually go through the Mar-a-Lago documents?
Yeah, so the Department of Justice and Trump's folks came to an agreement on one judge who was proposed. So Judge Raymond Deary. He's got a long history as a federal judge, been a federal judge since the 1980s in New York. He's nominated by Reagan, and he's done several years at a FISA court dealing with foreign intelligence and top secret content, you know. So it's great that both groups decided that they think he's a good fit. I think that's a meaningful step forward.
Well, what does the master do, Lauren, exactly?
Well, in this case, he would be tasked with looking at the evidence and deciding which of the documents are relevant for this investigation. And so I think that the vision there is that it would help protect Trump's privacy on things where that's appropriate. And make sure that only the most relevant things are included.
Do you think this guy's kind of at least like a judge should be impartial and unbiased?
Well, he's got a good reputation, and the fact that both groups see him as a good fit, I think says a lot. And both sides need to feel confident that whomever is in that role is going to be reasonable and fair and very thoughtful. You know, that's a very hard role, and especially for this, you know, whole situation being so politicized, it really takes a special person to be able to put everything else aside and really focus on the facts and make sure they're doing things in a very professional, fair, objective way.
Interesting.
Lauren, I know this is a little off topic, but Twitter shareholders vote to approve that Elon Musk can have the $44 billion takeover of Twitter. How does that touch your world?
Well, you know, Twitter has been the center of so many arguments over free speech and what is and isn't acceptable in the public square. And I appreciate that Elon has a firm commitment to free speech. I think that's very important in our world today. And we all have to understand that part of the nature of free speech is that there's going to be things that we don't like, that we don't think's fair, and that varies day to day, whatever that might be.
For sure.
Right? But we as a culture and society need to understand and value free speech for what it is, and know that when free speech is no longer free, that has very serious consequences, and it can go down very dark places very fast.
Okay.
Hey, Lauren, last question. Let me ask you, what's your take on November 8? What do you think will happen in America on the midterms?
Well, you know, when you look at history and all of the midterm elections in modern times, you see a tidal wave for the party that does not currently hold the White House. When you look at various key statistics in addition to that, the predictor is that there will be a tidal wave of perhaps unprecedented force in favor of Republicans this year. And we here at Young Americans for Liberty are growing our coalition of state representatives across the country. We are anticipating doubling our coalition of pro-liberty state reps in November. just in this one election cycle. And so that's very exciting because that will help us truly continue to move the needle in a very profound way for liberty in at the state level.
Yeah, doubling sounds pretty good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Lauren, thank you for your time, CEO. How do people get hold of you?
YLiberty.org, and my Twitter handle is at Lauren for Liberty. And please follow us and support our work.
Awesome. Thanks, Lauren. Have a good day.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Lauren. Right. Thank you. All right, ESPN 93.5. What about those Cardinals? Let's see if we can beat Milwaukee tonight. They lost last night, I guess, Diane, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And last night at Busch Stadium, things started slowly and then went south after the second inning as the Brewers beat the Cardinals 8-4.
First start for Jordan Montgomery as a Cardinal where the Cardinals didn't win the game. He was not sharp, but the Cardinals just couldn't get anything going after the first inning. They scored three in the bottom of the first. It was a great comeback, but they just couldn't add on later.
The Cardinals got three in the first and one in the second inning. The Brewers scored two in the first, two in the second, two on a McCutchen home run in the fifth to put them ahead, then added on with runs in the sixth and the eighth.
So the Cardinals need to go for a win tonight to earn a split. If the Cardinals win a split, that would be enough. As far as the Cardinals are concerned, the Brewers need to win both.
The Cardinals would like to at least have an eight-game lead when the Brewers leave town. And Adam Wainwright goes up against their ace, Corbin Burnes. Both are 10-game winners. We're on the air at 5:50, the first pitch at 6:45. Last night, the Brewers won 8-4, and it's Wainwright on the mound tonight. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
All right, the Cubs over the Mets 4-1 yesterday. Drew Smyly on the mound for Chicago against David Peterson with a 6-10 start over on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox beat Colorado. That final was 4-2. New York Yankees, Aaron Judge, four homers shy of tying Roger Maris's American League single season record after New York ended up beating Boston in 10 innings, 7-6 yesterday. Also trending in sports, Las Vegas Aces are two games up, 85-71 over the Connecticut Sun. Connecticut getting the games in the WNBA Finals, but they haven't seen anybody come back from two games. Speaking of women's sports, Illinois volleyball at EIU. They haven't been in our old stomping grounds in Charleston, Stevie, since 1995. That game is at 6 o'clock tonight. Of course, Illinois football, Chattanooga, a week from tomorrow on September 22nd. Speaking of unique sporting events, we've got some tickets to that game if you want to text in the word Illini at 359-2255. And we're thanking the folks over at A&R Mechanical for that. It is 8:18, and we've got your weather forecast from our meteorologist, Greg Solier.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, and Panhandle this Saturday, and a delightful go of it weather-wise here for the next several days, and a return to mid and late summer, like warmth and environs across the area, complete with a pickup on humidity, and temperatures maybe even closing in on the 90-degree mark around here early next week. Next chance for a couple of showers and thunderstorms due in mid-next week as well. In the meantime, some areas of fog around here for the sporting, especially thick as you venture across the line into Indiana. Otherwise, becoming mostly sunny for the mid to late morning and afternoon. A bit warmer up around 81. Gentle on that south wind for the afternoon. Clear tonight, 56. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, continued warm. The high around 83 degrees. Light southeast to south winds continue on. Increasing clouds here later tomorrow night, low down to 58. Partly sunny, warm for the day on Friday. High temperature up around 84. 70s for high school football action Friday night. For the weekend, summer warmth. Highs up around 86 on Saturday. 87 on Sunday, 90 on Monday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
In challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Inflation at the wholesale level in August declined 0.1% as expected. For the year ending in August, the increase is 8.7%. It's still a sign that companies are paying a lot more for things, though the reading is slightly weaker than earlier in the summer and is under the reading economists were expecting. The major stock averages saw a dramatic sell-off yesterday after the consumer price index rose in August. Economists were expecting a decline. The Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates to fight inflation. You'll pay a lot more for a mortgage this week. The Mortgage Bankers Association survey says 30-year fixed mortgage rates rose to 6% last week. And Comcast says it will be buying back $20 billion worth of its stock, double the amount it previously planned to spend on buying back shares. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
You know, I got a lot of out and about going on in my life, especially come Saturday as we have the Walk to Defeat ALS going on. And when I am out and about, I have a chance to talk with folks. And a lot of times they'll ask me questions about property, because I always visit about Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty. I know you're in Vienna, Stevie, but isn't it awesome property that you're seeing? I'm seeing your all the old homes and things like that.
Yeah, I bet old Nate Evans would like to be over here, that's for sure, because I'm telling you, there's some properties that that are a bit of a reach, and Nate could probably figure it out and get them sold on Zulu.
Exactly. And that's why I'm kind of talking about Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty. And when it comes to Zillow, they have a partnership that brings all kinds of qualified buyers, creating demand for your home. So if you'd like to sell your home and talk about your timeline, reach out to Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty. Get that immediate cash offer on your home. There's flexible fees. Sell your home for the most money possible and call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113. Simply Google Nate Evans Group and start packing. When it comes to the walk that's coming up on Saturday, we have our guest Samantha Quarter with us. Hi, Samantha. How's the day going for you?
Good morning. It is off to a great start. How are you?
I'm good. And it looks like the weather's going to be great at Dodds Park at Parkland College for the Walk to Defeat ALS. Thank you for coordinating so many details and helping with the fundraising. How are things looking at this point?
Oh, we are so excited for Saturday. We have already raised 70% of our goal, and that money is going to be, you know, doing so much for the community, the ALS community locally. And we can't wait till we reach 100%. So we're so excited about happy weather and seeing everybody in person after 2 years of doing our virtual or at-home program during the pandemic. So it's going to be such a beautiful day.
Stevie and I had the pleasure of visiting with Jan Matthew. And her father had passed away with ALS. She will be there, and she's written a book.
Yeah, she has, you know, really looked into her family's history and put together this beautiful story that covers, you know, just their family story, their journey with ALS. And she is going to be there Saturday, and she's going to have copies of her book available. So definitely check that out.
I know he was a local coach at St. Matthew's. He was a professional of chemical, a professor of chemical engineering at the University of Illinois, Roger Smits. It's quite a touching story, and I'm so glad that Jan Matthew will be joining us at Dodds Park in Parkland College. And I'll be part of the emceeing with the welcome and announcements and all the teams getting different photos and even a Zumba warm-up as we get ready to walk around 9:45 or step off around 10. It's going to be a great day at Dodds Park coming up on Saturday the 17th. Sam, how long have you been involved with the Walk to Defeat ALS?
Oh, that's awesome. I started in 2016, actually, after I lost my grandfather to ALS, and I joined the staff for the chapter in 2019, and it's just been go, go, go ever since. It's so close to my heart, so I'm so happy to be a part of it.
Can you describe what's happening when ALS strikes a person, as it did with your grandfather?
Yeah, absolutely. So ALS affects people in very different ways. Some people, it starts with their speech impairment in their throat. Others have limb onset, so they'll lose sensation in their hands and toes, and it goes up. What ALS does eventually for everyone is it impacts your ability to walk, speak, move, and eventually breathe. It can be 2 to 5 years is the average life expectancy after diagnosis. So it's a long, grueling battle, and we definitely need to be continuing to fight the cause so that we can stop other family members from having to go through this.
So I know that the walk steps off at 10, so if you got there, you know, between 9 and 10, there's different people out there, the vendors and the exhibitors and people who can help. I just love that this ALS has a community of such support, especially for the caretakers.
Absolutely. We sometimes say that we're a family that nobody wants to be a part of, but once you are connected to our community, you are family. So you're exactly right. We're going to have other teams there to meet folks like Jan Matthews, who've been affected, activities for kids. It's going to be a whole gathering. So come support, show your support, or meet others who have been impacted. So again, nobody feels like they're battling alone.
It's such a strange disease how the brain shuts down, you know, signals to different muscle groups, but yet the brain is active. And, you know, when Jan Matthew was talking about writing her book, she talked about it. Paul Bunekamper might be someone that you recognize, Johnny, as someone who passed away with ALS, and he worked at Solo Cup for so many years.
Well, and then our good friend Chuck has something very similar.
Yes.
Chuck Koberline.
Uh-huh.
And I think we're having a walk for him on Saturday.
Yes.
And we'll get some more information on that.
And Sam, we had talked yesterday about how there's mini walks everywhere, and there's one in Philo between like 5 and 6 p.m.
Yeah.
on Saturday the 17th,
yeah.
And they're called Chuck's All-Stars. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, we're so excited to be continuing to offer the mini walk program.
Yes.
That was, was born in 2020, and now we're continuing to offer that program. So folks who want to walk, you know, just their family unit or walk in different areas in central Illinois are able to do that as well. So we're so excited, and we get to see kind of their spin on it as well. It's so much fun.
That's great. Well, just to kind of sum things up, if people want to give, if they want to come on out, it looks like it's going to be a great day at Dodds Park between 10 and, say, 1. There's raffles that you can win. Whitney Parkhill has been involved in this also for years and years, and she's terrific. For me, I had a midwife. I used to joke he's the mid-husband in Ray Spooner, as he helped with my pregnancy with my son Aiden, my last birth process, and Ray Spooner was part of that, and he passed away with ALS. Such an avid biker in our community too. Let's just sum things up. Where can people go to get more details, Sam?
Yeah, visit web.alsa.org/champagnewalk, and you're going to get all the info you need, and we really hope to see everybody there on Saturday. Can't wait.
Sure appreciate you sharing the details. You've done a great job, Sam. You and the whole team walk to defeat ALS on Saturday. We'll see you then.
Thanks so much, Diane. See you
all
then.
All right, take care. Stevie, you still in Vienna?
I am in Vienna, and great job, Diane. You do so much for the community, and I'm just heartbroken about Chuck Koberline. He was my childhood best friend growing up, and Johnny, too, and it's just, I don't think they never officially diagnosed him ALS, but you said it's very similar, is that right?
Well, it's very similar. I mean, it's everything that ALS, but they couldn't come up with that diagnosis, and we were hoping it wasn't that. And I think that's walks, it'll be started at Hazen Park in Philo on Saturday.
Yeah. Okay.
I know Rod Swihart had mentioned that. Listen, we want everybody to go to Hazen Park and everybody to go to Dodds Park, and certainly Hazen is in Philo, and boy, Johnny and I love Chuck Coberline, so.
Yeah, really event, great buddy. Still, we love Chuck.
I'll come back. Final thoughts from Vienna, Austria, coming up in just a couple of moments.
And again, that walk Saturday at Hazen Park in Philo between 5 and 6. That mini walk on Saturday the 17th.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald,
nice,
and this is the Fox Business Report.
Where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, champagne.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu in London. Thousands saying goodbye to Queen Elizabeth as the gun carriage carrying her coffin makes its way from Buckingham Palace to Westminster Hall, trailed by King Charles III and his two sons. There's also a line of people waiting for the Queen's lying in state.
It's going to be about 4.5 miles, they expect, which will go across Westminster Bridge to the other side of the Thames and perhaps miles down. So people who are on that line are preparing to wait perhaps 20, 25 hours. I don't think we have a real sense yet of how many people are actually going to get on that line to go through to have their moment to see the Queen.
Fox's Martha McCallum in London. And a closely watched number on inflation, the core producer price index for August coming in higher than expected. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. A Champaign man charged with murder in relation to the death of his own daughter. 69-year-old Raymond Gwynn arrested by police Monday, charged with 4 counts of murder. Police say it's unclear Gwynn knew his phone was recording at the time of the shooting. If convicted, he faces up to life in prison. Illinois sending out income and property tax rebates to eligible residents. Rebate payments will take at least 8 weeks to be issued in total and will be sent automatically to Illinois residents who filed 2021 state income taxes and claimed a property tax credit. Illinois Chief Justice Ann Burke is retiring this year from the state Supreme Court. Her last day on the bench will be November the 30th. Burke has served on the Illinois Supreme Court since 2006 and has served as Chief Justice since October 2019. First District Appellate Justice Jay Cunningham will fill her seats. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, and Pan Am. Saturday, nice, quiet, late summertime weather pattern continues on. A return to more seasonal temperatures and then some late season heat and humidity coming into play over the weekend, early next week as well. Next, inkling of a couple of showers and thunderstorms, not till mid portions of next week. Otherwise, got areas of fog to contend with here early on this morning, especially east across the Indiana line. Otherwise, mostly sunny for the later morning and afternoon. Tad warmer, seasonal highs up around 81. A gentle south to southwesterly wind by midday and afternoon. Clear tonight in the 50s. Tomorrow mostly sunny, warm. Highs up around 83 and a light southeast to south wind. Clouds increase tomorrow night. Lows bottom out at 58. And for the day on Friday, partly sunny and warm. The high up around 84 degrees. 86 on Saturday. Upper 80s for the weekend. And by Monday, highs up near 90 degrees. Again, the next chance for a couple of showers and thunderstorms due in at some point mid next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
And our forecast brought to you by Watts Copy System. If you can bring affordable color printing to your office, there, if there's cost concerns holding you back from color printing, the Kyocera Unique 3-tiered color system is the solution you've been looking for. Cut your color printing dollars by calling Greg Wolf at Watts Copy System, 217-352-0428.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Shop for what?
We are live in Vienna, Austria. Okay, to sum it up, Vienna is a great town, about 2 million people. I'm going to guess 1 out of 10 are smoking. That's anecdotal. I'm just guessing based on the street. It's Wednesday here in Vienna, and it's about 3:35 in the afternoon, and there are a lot of people out. And you're going, Wednesday? Yeah. And these are townies. These are people that live around here. I'm not sure why. I don't know how they have that much free time, but I don't get it. It's all ages, too. Well, but they're all in school, right? I'm seeing kids, that, you know, not too many school-age kids, but I just saw a guy walking his German Shepherd that had to be 7 feet tall, Johnny. I had to be 7 feet tall. Well, I was about to post him up, but I backed off.
Well, are they smoking maybe a light tar cigarette or something? Do you know what they're smoking, actually?
Can't tell. Smells like normal cigarettes to me, but it's just a little higher incidence. I think it's a very clean city. I think it's massively historical. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart hung around here a lot. So Joseph Strauss. Is that his name? Joseph Strauss?
Yeah.
Anyway, some wonderful, huge 200-year composer kind of things. The Royal Lipizzaners are based here. That's a horse that does dancing. They've been at the Assembly Hall before. That's a 450-year tradition. Things are just so old in Europe and so historic. We talked a little yesterday about World War II and Adolf Hitler's Eagle's Nest in Bavaria and you know, how the Allies captured that in 1945 and kept it till 1960 before the U.S. handed it over to Bavaria in 1960 into the Eisenhower administration. But no, it's really, really impressive. You could come to Vienna for a week and not get it all done, because they've got the ballet, they've got the opera house, they've got all kinds of the string quartet we heard last night doing mostly Mozart and I think they did Vivaldi. They did a lot of different ones, but they were all familiar. These are people that like music, you know, teachers, and you're thinking, man, these guys are great. Well, I think they're just great all over this place. It's a city, a culture, and music's a big deal here. And they have fine arts like crazy and pillars everywhere, and these buildings are gorgeous. They have free health care in Vienna. They also pay probably half taxes. They think you can get a very small apartment for about $800 a month, which is pretty cheap if you consider Vienna, Austria.
Well, you
so
start,
it's been really wonderful.
I just looked things up a little bit. 881, the city kind of started. It was called Winnia, and it's been around a while. A highly civilized group of people, it sounds like.
Okay.
Highly civilized.
Yeah,
like
you
it.
Know, it is highly civilized, but it doesn't take much to take it over. Like we, you know, found out with Germany. I mean, I don't think they're into defense or anything like that. I said thank you to some of the Polizei, police officer I saw, for standing guard, and saw some incident down in the subway where about eight of them were gathered, but nothing really going on. But I'm about to jump on their subway system, and I just wish we looked like this. Darn it. I've taken subways in many, many cities around the world, and yeah, they're just better. They're just better. They're cleaner, better, safer, all of those things. But anyway, it's something to aspire to, I suppose. But
well, I can tell you, Steve,
it's been great.
You can tell everybody about the train transportation as well as the subway across Europe is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got an 8:16 train, you better not be there at 8:16 with 15 seconds late.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? As they say, the trains are running on time.
Yeah.
I mean, they open those subway doors. They're going really fast, and they stop. People get in and out. Those doors are not open more than 15 seconds,
wow.
And they're off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just you get in or you don't. You just wait for the next 4 minutes for the next one to come. But they're just, everybody uses them, and you just get around the city of Vienna. If you're driving, it's a half hour, 45 minutes. If you're riding the subway, it's 5 minutes.
Amazing.
It's very, very incredible how their train systems, subway systems are in Europe. And they've just focused on all that stuff. America has 14,000 runways, 14,000 airports. So we kind of fly. Next closest, by the way, on airports is Russia with 2,000, I think.
No, we do have some.
We tend to fly.
I can vouch for that, Stevie. We got some runways. We've got some runways.
Yeah, we do have runways. In any event, you guys are awesome. Thanks for letting me do this. And I'll try and check in Krems, Austria. It's Krems. Never been there. That's where we'll be. I'm hoping to find somebody with internet in Krems, Austria.
Can you tell me one thing? One thing, Grams? Is there anything? I mean, you must be stopping for a reason. Is there something there?
They have a post office that I'm pretty sure sells stamps. I have no idea what's in Grams, and I did not do any homework on this. I do know we can take an electric bike tour that we might do tomorrow along the river.
Cool.
But I'm not sure. You're right. They wouldn't put a 421-foot riverboat in Krems if it wasn't incredible. So I'll be able to report tomorrow morning 7 a.m. for you guys.
Awesome. All right, thanks.
Thank you, Stevie. Enjoy the day.
Hey, guys. Thanks, Johnny. Thank you, Diane. Talk soon. Thank you very much. Live from Vienna, Austria. I'm Stevie J. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody, your favorite guard.
You know, Luke, you're the go-to guy when we need that corner three.
And I know Good Vibes is the go-to place when you want a great TV.
That's right, Luke. Our mission is to make your shows and games look and sound live.
Sounds simple, but you have to really put in the work to be good at anything.
You got that right. I can tell by your defense, hundreds of hours of serious practice are behind it.
I guess in 50 years, Good Vibes has a few hundred hours getting good at-home entertainment as well.
Lots of practice, a talented team, and the best equipment, like LG OLED TVs.
Same here. My teammates, the gym, and the coaches all make me and my game better.
But you have to want to be the best. That comes from inside and can't be taught. I think you, me, and LG have that in common. I can't wait to watch you on the court this fall.
PDR Automotive in Urbana has been providing quality auto repair service for almost 50 years. Trusted by AAA Motor Club, PDR employs ASE-certified technicians that use the latest in diagnostic equipment. They offer nationwide warranties and are even authorized to perform vehicle maintenance that won't void your factory warranty. Check them out 24/7 online at PDRauto.com. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Another season, another reason to update your home for fall at Prairie Gardens. There are fall blooms for every room with 50% off all silk stems, branches, and berries. And new fall placemats, napkins, and more, just $1.97. You'll fall in love with irresistible candles and scents. Large 15-ounce candle jars, just $6.97. Plus, haunt your home with Halloween collections full of spooktacular finds and savings. Prairie Gardens, extraordinary gardening, home decor, and more.
If you need insurance, you gotta go to Insurance Providers Group. They can help you like they've helped me. Hi, it's Jay Lehman. Insurance Providers Group can get you a quote on all aspects of personal, business, agricultural, life, and health insurance and employee benefits. They represent many insurance companies that allow them to provide you with the most competitive rates and the best coverage. Call Kyle Lewis at 217-352-7080 or email Kyle at ipgins.com or go to the website for a quote at ipgins.com.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
You'll be dancing with Neon Trees, coming to the State Farm Center during Homecoming Week on October 12th. This Utah-based indie rock band will kick our celebration up a notch at the State Farm Center Theater, Neon Trees. And you could win a pair of free tickets from Stevie J Broadcasting. Just text Neon Trees to 217-359-2255. That's Neon Trees to 217-359-2255. And you could go to the show on October 12th. Get your tickets now at statefarmcenter.com.
So, this is Neon Trees in the background now. An indie rock band from Utah that's coming October 12th.
Cool.
Here we go again. I kind of want to be more than friends. So take it easy on me. I'm afraid you'll never satisfy.
I love that I've, strengthen my relationship with the folks at the State Farm Center, and they're giving us five pairs of tickets to hand out to Neon Trees. So in case you'd like to see this group October 12th, you can text in Neon Trees and see if you come out a winner here on ESPN 93.5. We're doing that across the board here at Stevie J Broadcasting in downtown Philo. With our studios, including Q96, the top 40 station is really pushing this this week. So pretty cool that it's during homecoming week also. So many great festivities. You know, with you being a University of Illinois alumni, you probably come back for homecoming festivities.
I have come back for homecoming. It's quite an event. And I still like being around campus during that time.
Exactly.
A lot of people there, and it's a lot of energy.
Exactly. So. And, you know, this is where homecoming started, Johnny. So were you ever involved in the Greek system?
Well, no.
Okay.
Not in the
and that
fraternities.
Was that was created here
I was
also.
On the football team, which was plenty of frat boys. That's enough testosterone, believe me, every day.
You have guys coming together.
Great. I didn't want to see a guy after about 6 o'clock. But I was a comeback guest for homecoming a few years back, and we had a great time, and we even threw Mardi Gras beads off the float truck and champagne. The kids loved it.
Of course they did. Now, I haven't heard, because last year, I think it was, that they started to do the parade just before the game, like maybe 3 hours before the game. And then they have the Illini Walk, which is 2 hours around then, with the team coming into Memorial Stadium and the cheerleaders and the band.
Okay.
So they were trying to kind of make this all kind of come together around Memorial Stadium with the finale of the parade and then people going into Memorial Stadium and get ready for the game. And then tailgating and stuff like that too. Now, we have an 11 o'clock start against Minnesota on October 15th for the homecoming game. So that makes for a real early parade.
Yeah, we had them at night.
Used to be Friday night, the night before the Saturday game.
Which was a lot of fun. And I think that worked as well. I like the idea of combining it all, but that 11 o'clock start sure doesn't help.
That's right. So we're stay tuned for that. We're working with the University of Illinois Alumni Association. Jen Dillavoud is wonderful, and people like Lou Lier are involved, and Christy, and just the whole team at the University of Illinois Alumni Association have so many great amenities and perks, including a lot of great homecoming festivities and tickets and, you know, swag for University of Illinois alumni. One of the things, I don't know if you've heard of, is the alumnilink.illinois.edu, and where you can be a mentor to someone, like for you in civil engineering, an up-and-coming student who's wanting to
That's a good idea.
Get out and about, and maybe you know people, of course. Mm-hmm. Some people say it's a lot of know who instead of know how, especially for getting that first job. And to put some, you know, emphasis on your resume of knowing certain people. So this is a nice mentorship that you can do online.
Make connections, network. And,
exactly.
Just get some perspective on your new career.
That's right. So, again, it started out with our conversation of Neon Trees, October 12th as part of homecoming week, and then that homecoming game on October 15th. Of course, we're spotlighting the game coming up against Chattanooga, which is going to be a great game, and at 7 o'clock a week from this Thursday, tomorrow.
I'm hoping there's a big crowd for that game.
Exactly, and now I'm hearing there's free student, teachers or free student tickets coming in.
Well, that's great. Now, see, we need those kids out there.
Exactly.
Get there. We need to build this up. I think they're going to be good, and they've been good so this last couple of weeks. So
that's right.
I'm hoping that Chattanooga regrets their trip over here.
Exactly. Now, we did well against Virginia with that 24-3 win on Saturday. We've got tickets to that Chattanooga game, 4 of them, a parking pass, and a $50 gas gift card from the folks at A&R Mechanical. And we'll get that going for qualifiers as they text in Illini to 217-359-2255 on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. Let's continue with some sports conversations. Milwaukee beat St. Louis 8-4 yesterday, so that was kind of a miss. But we've got another game in that two-game series from Busch, and it'll be great as we see Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina paired up once again. That's a 6:45 start. here on ESPN 93.5. Now, one of the trending stories is Aaron Judd, and he hit another home run. Let's see if I can get some audio from that. I need to turn that up.
Field on the run for Dugo.
Here we go.
That one's driven out into right center field. On the run for Dugo. That ball is gone. Home run number 56.
With a high batting average, you hit for average with a short, simple swing. Usually you don't hit 56 home runs with that short and that simple of a swing. The man is so strong to drive it into that Red Sox bullpen.
High fly ball, deep left field. There it goes! See ya! Number 57.
Wow, yep. Two home runs.
Two. Aaron Judge, four away from Roger Maris.
And Roger Maris is, in many people's minds, still the season winner because they had some issues with steroids and
okay, a little asterisk.
And Roger had none, and I don't think Aaron is involved. So it's a different kind of category.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great record for Maris anyway for years and years.
For sure.
And quite a milestone.
That's right. So we have the Cubs beating the Mets 4-1 yesterday. That's a 6-10 start for that game. We'll have that game over on US 105.9.
Hi, my name is Kelly Doherty with OSF Healthcare, and I am a certified nurse midwife in the obstetrics and gynecology department. It's such a thrill being a part of a great team bringing life into the world. We have so many different options for expecting mothers to choose when it comes to our services. For example, the open birthing rooms that can facilitate guests and having a special playlist of music to help soothe mom during delivery. These help tap into what I do as a midwife and really bond during the birthing process to focus on mom and baby and getting them close to each other as soon as possible. We also offer water therapy and other alternative labor management options. Resting, recuperating, and getting a good meal are all on our radar to make a family comfortable in this new chapter, and you'll find it all at OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center. If expecting parents want to explore their options, just visit our website to meet with me or any of our staff and get a tour of our fabulous state-of-the-art facility, including our labor and delivery suites and our special care nursery. Visit our website for all the details at osfhealthcare.org.
Illini fans, enjoy rooting on the team with great drink specials and prizes from Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. Coors Light buckets, $15, and pitchers for $8. $4 Captain Morgan drinks, get $3 Coors Lights, Twisted Tea, and Dos Equis. The loaded hot dog at Pia's is only $3. Take note, Stevie J Broadcasting has a live broadcast from 4 to 6 p.m. with great giveaways and tickets to Illini games. Join them September 23rd, wear your orange and blue, and go Illini. Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue, in Champaign.
Diane Duce is one of my favorite at Stevie J Broadcasting. It's Georgia B. Go Illini.
I love that. I just accidentally hit that. That's great. We have Mike Lindemann on the phone line at the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line, known for his work at Body and Soul. How many years have you been helping out runners in Champaign County, Mike?
Going on 43.
Okay, awesome. I've got brother Johnny.
Is that good or bad?
That's good. That's good. And second, when running club, and when it comes to, you know, the timing device, you're just so invested in the athletic side and the shoes to help our runners at Body and Soul. Now, the Run to Remember is coming up on Saturday. Give us some details about that.
Well, it starts at 7:30 a.m. and it's outside of Grange Grove, and it goes through mainly downtown Urbana through campus and finishes at Grange Grove. We have registration. You can actually go online at IllinoisMarathon.com and sign up, or you can come in. We're doing packet pickup and registration the rest of this, Wednesday?
Yep.
Wednesday, Thursday from 3 to 6, and then Friday we're doing 12 to 6 to sign up, and you can actually pick up your packet. The neat thing about the Run Remember is you get two bibs. You get a front bib with your race number and the back bib to put on there whatever you want, anybody you want to remember, anything you want to talk about. So it's kind of a neat thing. So,
and it kind of revolves around September 11th and, you know, just us saluting the first responders. That's kind of the genesis that you and Jan Seeley came up with the Illinois Marathon team on this, right?
Right, right. And we went, obviously we wanted to expand it, you know, for anything. So, you know, there's a a lot to be thankful for, a lot to remember. And so we don't try to limit it to that, but that was the emphasis to begin with. So,
absolutely.
And obviously the dates change because of the U of I football schedule.
Yes, yes, that's right. So. Well, thank you for getting us the details. And IllinoisMarathon.com has more information?
Yep. Yep, and all of it goes to charity, too, so that's the other important part. So.
Okay, do you know which charities, or is there a whole bunch of
them? Yes, it's the two main ones are the United Way and then the Community Foundation of East Central Illinois.
That's wonderful. Hey, thanks for all you do, Mike.
And, Mike, I got to say, sure. Brother Johnny, and that's all we do. We go to Body and Soul for our shoes, and if we're down in New Orleans with some worn-out shoes, we just go online and they send them to the door. So
we send them for free.
Yes, very good. And we appreciate you being there and all that you do.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. That was Mike Lindemann telling us about the Run to Remember that's coming up Saturday. That'll do it for us. Johnny, thanks so much for being here. It makes the show so much better when you're here.
It's good to be here with you. Diane, you're doing just a great job. Awesome. Unbelievable. I'll tell Stevie J.
There we go. Know.
We'll see. What is he? Krem?
Right. Krem, okay. Austria tomorrow.
I bet you he can get through.
Let's see. ESPN 93.5.
Bulldog Disposal in Muhammad is excited to introduce a brand new service, the Doggy Bag. It's a 6-cubic yard dumpster bag that's perfect for all your household cleanouts, small remodels, or repairs. Have pieces of an old roof you need to get rid of? Use the Doggy Bag. Have a garage full of junk? Use the Doggy Bag. Bulldog will drop the bag off and let you keep it as long as you need to. Then, once you've got it filled, they'll come back and pick it up. Find out more online at bulldoggybag.com.
PDR Automotive in Urbana is a locally owned repair shop, and they've now serviced over 250,000 vehicles in their near 50-year history. Now, that's more than four times the size of a sold-out Memorial Stadium. It's more than all Division I athletes in the country combined. That's more than the entire population of Champaign County. That's more than, well, you get the idea. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now's the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Congratulations to Sarah Champagne. Sarah Honda has won the President's Award. This is an award recognizing the best Honda dealerships in America. Sarah Honda has achieved excellence in sales, service, and customer satisfaction. When you go into Sarah Champagne, you'll see what winning the Honda President's Award means with their outstanding focus on you. Visit Sarah Champagne and experience excellence with not only Honda, but GMC, Buick, BMW, and Subaru. Sarah Champagne, off Neil at Burwash in Savoy.
If you want a steak, I mean a steak, prepared the way you want it, you've got to go to Long Branch Steakhouse. Hi, it's Jay Lehman. It's been over a year since I was introduced to Donnie at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. And when I want a great steak, that's where I go. And the sides, the Brussels sprouts, the mac and cheese, and the salad with Donnie's secret frog dressing. Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. There's always room for the Long Branch Steakhouse.
Illinois football is back. Shop at Game Day Spirit this fall and gear up to support your Fighting Illini football team. With great football designs and brand new apparel from top brands, they're the one-stop shop to get everything you need this football season. Shop with them at the corner of Neil and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, and online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
It's the most enchanting time of year. Pumpkins, gourds, and mums appear. And you can get it all this fall at Prairie Gardens. Create your dream garden with an explosion of color with the prettiest mums around. All on sale. And you'll love the fresh cabbage, kale, and pansies. Plus a bounty of pumpkins and gourds aplenty. With PG Plant experts always on hand to answer your garden questions. At Prairie Gardens, locally owned. Plant experts, extraordinary gardening, home decor, and more.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
You're listening to WSJK